dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
To come up is a must.
Must.
People tune in on your radio.
Or you can even visit dustbot.com.
Boss one, be lost one if you ain't got one. Take me, I bet I can upgrade that. Got it soaking through, but I was sitting in rain check. My exes notice they pay back, I don't need ya. Movements be too mimetic. And real P keep on coming like an addict. Felicia, get this cookie for Alicia. Let me cook for ya.
Everyone, what's up? What's up? Welcome to Life That Does Live. Your boy Sadie J. It is another beautiful Wednesday here on the show. We also call it Hump Day After Dusk. And yeah, excuse that little burp. Goodness, cannot catch myself in time. But no, man, I'm glad to have you guys to get another beautiful show. And it's going to definitely be another great one for the books, because y'all know whenever we have interviews that come by, oh, man, that's usually when the show goes to a whole nother level. So, yes, we'll be having special guests checking in later on to the show, and cannot wait to chop it up with her. And this is a model who is new to the industry, cannot wait. She is known as Sweet Georgia Peach, Jazzy, aka Sweet Georgia Peach. We'll be talking to her. And so, yeah, trust me, man, she's very dope. And she's not only is she modeling, she has some other endeavors she's be doing as well. We'll go into more of that when she comes onto the show. So, yes, I don't want to give away too much, but trust me, man, I mean, her spirit is so dope, man. Like, I got a chance to work with her this weekend and actually mingle with her, too, because she ended up hanging out at the event we had on, because every Saturday I do something at DFW Empire, which is in Arlington, Texas, center of Dallas and Fort Worth. And so, yeah, we have something there every week, and it's pretty dope, man. So, definitely, if you're ever in the area, make sure you hit me up. And, shoot, come out, man. Definitely love to have you. And, yeah, I'm usually running the photo section of there. You know, from the photo section, it's always because where the photo section is at, it always turns to a party at the photo section. So, yeah, man, definitely come check it out and hang out with us, man. And let's enjoy, man, network and fellowship, man. So that's just how we do it. Let's see, things coming up, man. Definitely getting ready to drop issue 46 of Human Canvas magazine. This would be the last issue before the 5th anniversary, man. So, yeah, 5 flipping years, Lord.
5 flipping years, Lord.
So, yes, let me give that much-needed applause. And nope. Hold on. And they are good. I'm letting the people know. I asked a question about the show. I had to definitely let them know. If I asked a question about the show, I had to let them know. All right. So, man, we'll be doing the interview at the top of the hour. So, let's kind of give you guys a programming note. So, let me let y'all know on this little thing. Every Wednesday, we do something called the six, which the six is where we have a list of 6 things based on a particular topic. So, I will be going into the six. And although Nay, who's not here, which Nay, she's not on the show today because she just had a recent passing in her family. Her cousin them getting murdered, the age of 21, due to unnecessary gun violence. And so, you know, I just ask you guys that y'all, you know, send it to a positive vibes that directs you, man. And hope that she gets through this. So we're gonna hold her down for her, man. That's how we do the team. That's how you're supposed to do the team. You're supposed to look out for each other and just lift each other up. So definitely, you know, we love having her on the show. Of course, definitely love having her when we have interviews. But first and foremost, it's about family, and I definitely want her to make sure she takes care of that first. You know, make sure she's in it. So, yeah, so, again, just hang in there, Nate. Hang in there. Man. But, yeah, so, it's a lot of crazy stuff. So, yeah, with Seduction 101, I'll be a special Seduction 101 brought to you by yours truly. So, I got to figure out, I'll come up with a clever name for it by the time we're going to do it. But y'all gear up for wherever the heck I got my sleeve for Seduction 101. All right, so in the interim, I'm going to go ahead and do the fit. All right, and I'm going to go to a quick song break, and I'm going to figure this out for our guests, and then we'll be back again. So hold on, everybody. Sorry. All right. Yeah, it's amazing. Good Lord.
Hard working girl, case of what I had to give. I want to think it hard.
Take the thong and put my life up in it. Must put, but I never stick my dick up in it. Since haters talk so much, not mine, but stick a dick in it. Until you're gagging, passing out as if your lungs don't work. Come chasing us, we hopping fences, trying to sell the. Not what you do, but how you do it. Mobiles get alert. You fresh as but boxes crying cause they feeling hurt. Put away this dough before I'm put on life support. I paid my dues, they finally took me off of child support. Papa said that I'll be straight, he know grandson's a mover. Pushed me too far like Marky Wahlberg turning to a shooter. Watch like Uma Thurman hit the mall and kill a Bill. Walked out the store and bumped the bitches on designer heels. We bought a she in our bed, we did it for the thrill. Rap cool, but it got a lot of kids. A 9 to 5 plus the dope so they can live. Hard work and dedication is what I had to give. I want a bigger house than Uncle Phil and Auntie Viv. But until then, I'm gonna hit the state of Auntie Viv. Another one outside the shadows ain't an 85th.
All right, we're back, everyone. We're back. Had to get some business handled real quick. But anyways, man. So that song you just heard is by Tucker Dude, who was on the show recently. I actually had a chance to see him live this weekend. See him perform. I love his energy. You know, lived it to the hype because we had a long talk about people, their performances, and definitely, you know, not trying to perform your whole damn mixtape. Like, I very much so appreciate it. His song is not long, and that was he performed two songs, and they weren't extra long. So, you know, you gotta do that. You want to keep people's attention. You can't give them too much of one spoon. No, yeah, you can't give them too much of one sitting. You gotta, you know, especially if they've never, you know, this is like a concert that a bunch of you are trying to pay to see necessarily. You want to build them up to that. So, yeah, shout out to him for having the knowledge to realize how you're going to get these people's attention. So, yeah, he performed his single and he performed another song. And so that's how you do it. You don't give them too much. You perform a single. It ain't, so you can work on pushing that single and you do another song and you get the way. You try not to make the songs extra long. So yeah, he was pretty dope. He was actually there on he actually came out on a Saturday too, but there was a lot of my people in there. I had people call me that hit me up, let me know, oh, I'm on my way. Like it was magical, man. Saturday was magical at DFW Empire. I wanna see you can't get that many. It's very hard to get that many of your people all at the same time that you that rock with you heavy all at the same like at that big that amount of time. But yeah, you know, like if it could happen every week, man, it'd be dope. But hell, you know, I could take it here and there. That's enough to make me happy. So yeah, it's very dope. Okay. Well, yeah, so another thing, man. Oh, yeah, so I'll be the programmer. I was going to do the 6. Now, I might be able to do the 6. Okay, I can do it in 10 minutes. So we're going to go ahead and do the 6 now. So, all right, so here we go, the 6. Today's topic with the 6. I've been really, really thinking about this because I've been having, like, a lot of funny conversations with my dad about, like, some of the stuff these parents be saying when y'all giving whoopings. Or before you getting ready to give us a whooping. I'm just rolling, laughing about, man, some of the stuff that parents saying, they give ready to give you a whooping or when they checking you real quick or whatever. There's a long list of things you say, but I'm just going to go for my random list of 6 based off of 6 things that you, if you have black parents, you heard these phrases, especially if you have black parents that, you know, that was in tune with their hood side, you heard this stuff at least at some point in time. So I'm going to give you 6. I'm going to give you 6. There's plenty of them, but I'm going to give you 6. So first one on the list. I'm coming out strong the first one. And this one I just don't get. Number one is, this is gonna hurt me more than it's gonna hurt you. What the hell is that supposed to mean? This is gonna hurt me more than it's gonna hurt you? How the hell is it gonna hurt you more than it's gonna hurt me? Because I'm the one taking the goddamn belt to my ass. How the hell is it going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me? I don't care if everyone can try to explain to me as an adult what that meant. I don't care what kind of explanation y'all give. You can't tell the child me that shit makes any damn sense. You just can't. So, number one is, again, it's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. Get the hell out of here with that. Quit doing that to me. What is with that? What is with that phrase? Number two, I'm going to give you something to cry for. What the hell? We go back to, which is kind of ties back in, number one. Number two, I'm going to give you something to cry for. Well, one, you did. That's why I'm crying. Why are you saying you'll give me something to cry? So you want me to cry some more by bringing up something else? Obviously, I was crying, so I had something to cry for. What the hell do you mean I'm going to give you something to cry for? You see, y'all been trying to mess with me. Mess with my damn mind. What the hell is with that? Okay, hold on. I'm trying to make sure. Look at my guess. Shoot, come on. And see you on. Opening your line. Okay, so number three of things you hear when you get a whooping or you're getting checked by a black parent. So we already had one. It's gonna hurt me more than it's gonna hurt you. Two, I'm gonna give you something to cry for. Number three, don't look at nothing, don't touch nothing, don't ask for nothing. We all done heard that a couple. You done heard it at least once, especially is this a store you know you finna go in that you gonna see something you want real bad? Oh man, you finna hear that. You finna get that speech every time. Don't ask for nothing. Don't touch nothing. I mean, don't look at nothing. Don't touch nothing. Don't ask for nothing. You know you finna hear that phrase. And man, you be. And sometimes you do good and you don't. But you, if it's something like you get you real excited and you forget what you did that speech you just heard, and you say you go, "Ooh, mama, can I?" Midway through it, you get that speech again. Didn't I tell you? So, yes, that's number three. Number three, again, is don't ask, don't look at nothing, don't touch nothing, don't ask for nothing. That's number three. Number four on things you're going to hear from a black parent if you get ready to get a whooping or they checking you is, oh, man. Number four is this is one that you hear after you just got a whooping. But you still crying? What you still? It kind of goes back into the give you something to cry for. What you still crying for? The whooping already over. You know you got to hear that. Boy, you done whooped my ass, but damn ass, the pain ain't finna go away magically. Y'all finna be mad for a second. Let me grieve them. Go through my little grieving process. The hell is going on? So that's number four. Number five of things you're going to hear from a black parent when you're going to get a whooping or when they're going to scold you is how many times I got to tell you? Everybody heard that me. And you got a black parent, you'd have heard that a million times. How many times I got to tell you? Because if they had to tell you this before, it's like they go dig up the whooping from the last time, and they add that power to the new whooping, and that shit get it. I don't know what it is. It's like them parents have come with it, man. They spank it extra hard on the second go around. So. Yeah, that whole entire thing right there, mate, when you hear how many times I got to tell you, that's a phrase you don't want to hear. That's a phrase you don't want to hear. Number six. It's the final one, and then we're going to move into our interview, which is things you're going to hear from black parents when they get ready to scold you or give you a whooping is You're gonna get it when I get home. You hear that? You're gonna get it when I get home? That is the most nerve wracking thing ever, man. Your whole entire mind state be in a whole nother world. Especially if you heard that and your parent was like an hour away because they had to go through traffic and stuff. You, for a whole hour, you gotta just sit there and think about this. You're thinking about this whooping for a whole hour. Nothing throws you out more than know you forget a whooping, and you have to just contemplate, okay, is it gonna be a hard whooping? I'm gonna make it through this time, right? But you know, all these different rush of thoughts come in your brain within that damn hour, and it's the worst hour ever. That hour just might be worse than the damn whooping itself, because now you mess your brain up mentally, and you just made the whooping's gonna seem much stronger. So yeah, again, that was we do something called the Six every Wednesday show, and that is where we give you six things based on a particular topic. That was the six. All right, we're going to go ahead and check our phone line. I believe we got a special guest on the line. And yes. Okay, so yeah, so again, it's something about, it's funny, like, we pass that down to ourselves too. When we get ready to give our own. When you got to talk to your own kids, suddenly you say something, you find yourself saying some of the same phrases. So it's craziness. But I see we got in line now. Special guest for today.
Hello. Hello.
AKA Georgia Peach. We got you. What's up? What's up?
How y'all doing?
Good. Well, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Yeah, I'm glad that y'all have me too.
Man, first off, you know, I want to tip my hat off to you, because you know, you find a way to do a whole lot of stuff, and it's people who've been. I mean, I just talked to you about this before the show, actually. Now we're just talking about how there's so many people that's been doing this for a while, and they half behind it, and people don't realize first impressions are everything. So when you come into this, you better be ready. And I got to tip my hat off to you. You did not play around coming to, like, I'm not even just talking about for myself, just watching you make all the moves as a whole. You're not playing out here. So I tip my hat off to you.
Oh, no, I'm very hungry, you know, because my thing is, like, I've always wanted to model, you know, ever since I was, like, a little girl. I've always wanted to sing. I wanted to act. I wanted to, it was just so much I wanted to do. And I'm the type of person, when I want to do something, I put my mind to it. And when I put my all into it, I'm going full speed ahead. So right now, I'm like, oh, I want to model. So, you know, I'm hungry for modeling. So I'm putting my all into this.
Oh. So let's jump into that. Like, so, like you said, you something you've been wanting to do as a little girl. Like, you being a newbie, in the industry. Like, what made you make this leap to start getting into modeling now?
Well, when I was a little girl, you know, my mom didn't put me in modeling, and I'm glad that she didn't, due to the fact of. Now, you know, I know what it's like to do it on my own, you know. I'm just glad to be able to do it now, pretty much. I mean, like, when I was a little girl, my mom put me into, like, different stuff. And, of course, you know, when you get an adult, you get to do your own thing. So now that I'm grown, I'm like, okay, well, I did everything I wanted to when I was a kid. You know, I had a good childhood. Why not try something new? You know, I went in the military, and I was like, oh, okay, this is fun. However, what else is out there? You know, modeling was just supposed to be like a hobby to me at first, but I ended up falling in love with it, just like cooking. You know, just like being a mom, it's just different stuff like that.
And you can tell, see, like, you can tell by, like, through your work and, like, just watching through. You can feel, I always tell people this all the time, when you look at a picture, I can tell a lot about a person by looking through a picture. Now, it's not, because people, now, when people take that, they're going to think, it's not necessarily what you're wearing. I can tell, I'm just, because I'm psychological, I can read a lot of stuff off a person and I can tell they're really passionate about what they're doing. And you can see, you can feel that and see that through your stuff, like all your work, like you, like you really are out here taking it serious.
I am. Trust and believe, I am. I mean, I really enjoy doing it. You know, at first I was really shy. I was really scared to really get into the bottling industry because I know they like, oh, people can take advantage of you, which is true. You know, people can take advantage of you anywhere, you know. But when I actually did it, you know, for the third time, I was like, this is not so bad. You know, I actually got comfortable doing it because at first I was real shy. I was kind of nervous, and my husband, he pushed me into doing it because I've always went to him. I said, you know, honey, I want a bottle. I want to do this, that, and the third. So he said, well, we'll do it. You know, follow your dream. Be happy. And when he said that, you know, I was like, okay, now I actually have somebody that understands and that's there for me. So that's why I was like, okay, let me go full speed ahead then.
Definitely. I always tell people a lot of times that it's not your support system. You got no support system, that's when it all falls crap, man. That's so much. And you know me, how excited I am. Because I see you, how excited I am, the dynamic I am. It makes me happy, like, to see it.
Yeah, and I mean, he's my biggest support. Him and my mom. She support me, my family, my friends. But I mean, my husband is my very big support system. And I mean, if it wasn't for him, I would not be in this right now. So I truly appreciate him for that, because he was the one who pushed me, you know, to go ahead and do it.
Yeah, that's because some sales are really jealous, but. You know, I always say this: if you take care of your business, you ain't got nothing to worry about. This is pretty much
right.
How I look at it. Come on.
It's all right.
So okay, so next thing I kind of want to know, because of course modeling is something you're doing. You're doing a pretty good job about it. What is something else that you always wanted to do besides modeling first, or was modeling always the first passion?
Modeling was always like the biggest passion for me. I've always wanted to act. I mean, according to my husband and everybody else, I'm just a good actress. But I mean, dancing and singing and different stuff like that. You know, I wanted to go in the military, and I did that. So that's why I'm like, let me try something new. You know.
So what? Trying to tell me is your husband said your husband wants you getting into acting because you act a damn fool. That's what you're trying to tell me.
I don't really think that I really act a fool. I mean, I have my moments, you know. I mean, not every marriage is perfect. No marriage is perfect. But I mean, you know.
I mean, if it's perfect, it's kind of like someone used to do. It's one of my bosses tell me, and he just, when he had like a crazy lip, he would go,
"You gotta take the good with the bad."
You know, so you gotta take. So how do you tend?
How do I what? Say that one more time.
How do you tend to balance your life?
How do I tend to balance my life?
Yes. How do you balance your life alongside of modeling?
Well, modeling, you know, I do it part time for now. Soon to be full time. I mainly do it on the weekends. You know, so I'm like, okay, during the week I'm at work. After work, it's either modeling or I'm going home to my baby. So right now, you know, I go home to my baby and then, you know, my husband, my kids pretty much. And then on the weekends, I'm like, instead of me having a weekend of partying per se or me just relaxing, I'm like, well, let me go do something that I know I can do good in, you know, and let's see where that goes. So I'm not really doing my weekends as in, like, most people would do, like, let me go to the party, let me hit the club, and the whole nine yards. I'm actually doing something productive of what I see that can grow and what I love to do for my family and for also for me.
And that's what separates people in this industry, man. Which, I mean, you kind of, I mean, that alone kind of answered one of my next questions, which was what set you apart. And I think, yeah, that's what set you apart. Like, you get it. Like, you're like, it's like, it's crazy. You're like the female version of me, because when I get off work, you know first at hand, because I be calling you and be talking about stuff. When I get off of, first thing I'm thinking about is my own personal business. I'm like, okay, I need to get this done. Especially when you do a bunch of things, you really got to be on top of run the magazine, run the radio show, being a photographer. You got to be on top of your ish. You got to let these people know. And it's just funny to me because you do. Like, it's crazy. It sounds like you've been doing this forever.
I really haven't asked the name because I did not know who the target is, who can help me to get out there. So I was like, you know what, since I don't know anybody, since I don't know a big artist or anything like that, I was like, let me just try to explore it. Let me try to figure this out on my own. So Google was my biggest friend. And I just started Googling. And that's how I began to meet, you know, I met the first person, then I met the second person, you know, and I was like, okay, I really like this. So that's how I got, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm just trying to build my portfolio. So hopefully somebody will pick me up. You know, I can move bigger and bigger, better things.
Most definitely. Now, so far, what do you say is your favorite part of modeling so far?
It's the pictures. Like, I love taking pictures. Pictures is definitely my favorite. The outfits, the makeup, the hair, like everything. Like, I love all of it. But the pictures, I love taking pictures. You know, the poses, sometimes, you know,
definitely.
Yeah,
I can see you on that. I mean, I see more than that from you. Like, I think one of the things about you that you do pretty well is you're really good at taking direction and kind of playing with that direction. Like, you'll kind of add your own thing to it, but you're really good at following direction and just listening.
Yeah, when I grew up, my parents they didn't really listen to me. I've definitely learned that from my parents, following directions and listening. And then also in the military, you know, it's always listening, following direction, and giving a direct order. So I definitely have it in my bloodstream.
Yeah, I mean, even though I wasn't directly. When you got two parents that are Air Force vets, you know, that kind of, you know, that organization is still in the field. So yeah, I kind of know to say him a little bit. All right, so I'm gonna kind of go into this, like, because I did kind of talk about this at the beginning of the show that we got a chance to work with each other. What was the experience like working together?
But you are a very good photographer. Actually, you know, I really enjoyed working with you, and the reason why, because you work with me. You know, we had a lot of fun. Taught me a lot of stuff, you know, and I really felt comfortable working with you. It really excited me, you know, to meet different people. But I mean, with you, I love the ideas that you came up with. You know, the schoolgirl, everything. I really enjoyed the ideas that you came up with. It was very unique, very different. Because, I mean, the first idea when you said, kind of like a schoolgirl with next door neighbor, I was like, what can, you know, what kind of spark can actually go with this? You know, and watermelon, I was like, well, you know, at first I was like, how can I work with this using watermelon? And then I was like, you know what? I'm from Georgia. I'm from the South. So let me just spark up something, you know? And honestly, it really took the shyness out of me because, like I said, at first, I'm pretty shy, but I'm a very outgoing person. Very outgoing person. So I really had fun. You know, my biggest thing, I had fun. I had my best friend with me, and, you know, just having her there even made me even more comfortable. You know, because she was there directing, she was there helping me out, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, I got my other support system here. So I was just having fun, you know. It was actually fun to me, and
they didn't bring anybody with you. You know, I'm not like that. My mindset is, you can bring somebody, just bring somebody that's going to be annoying the hell out of me. That is my only rule. Because you get sometimes you get the people that come and like they're, and you can feel the bad energy off of them. And I'm like, oh, why did you come?
Yeah. Definitely that, they, you know, some people.
Time of it, you know, goodness. So now you can you would don't, like I said, you listen to that direction, and like that's how I like it. Man, I like being good because I liked about your friend as well, but she was really good at just kind of like bouncing ideas. And I'm like, and that's why I like. That was why, like, we talked about pre-shoot was, I like being able to allow people to be able to put their own ideas into it too, so they can feel ownership of it. And you know, I want to create that stuff in y'all. Feel like, you know, when you got control of a part of the shoot, you kind of, you know, it makes you feel more alive because you feel like, man, like this person actually let me. Be a true collaboration. So yeah, that's just how I try to think about it. Okay, so I'm going back. I'm getting to your first life slightly. How did you know? When was the point? How did you know that your husband was the one?
I don't know. My husband was the one.
Yeah.
He's a lot different than what I've been through. You know, me, I came out of a very bad, abusive relationship with my ex. And my husband, he taught me different. He showed me what it's like to be treated like a queen. He showed me what it was like to actually be loved. He showed me what it's like to actually be by my side. You know, my husband has never done me wrong. And I appreciate him for that because, you know, my biggest fear, when I first met him, I was like, oh, you just like the rest of them. But he has showed me different. You know, my husband takes care of me because I was raised up in a household that my dad take care of my mom. And pretty much, you know, my mom stays at home, she take care of us. She stayed at home and she sacrificed for us, and I really appreciate her. That, you know, we really appreciate her for that. So my husband, even though both of us are both active duty military, he still makes sure, okay, I still have money in my pocket. He still pays majority of the bills or all of the bills. And he still makes sure that I'm well taken care of, you know. And that's really what I see. My husband, he's really like my best friend. Because a biggest thing with being in a marriage and a relationship, you have to be friends with your partner. And y'all have to be able to talk about different things and get along. And with me at home, we're like best friends.
And see, you said something right there. That's why I hate that phrase. You know that phrase you've been doing. The friend zone. I absolutely hate that because that's what usually makes them fall apart. As hell, you don't want nobody you can actually have a conversation with, because after a while, because I'm groupie, you know, single, but I still know a little something that yeah, so I got more of my tough, one of my tough questions we ask every that comes on the show. And that's, if you had 24 hours left to live, what would be some of the craziest things you would do in that last 24 hours?
Oh, wow. I would live it up. I would turn up, have fun. I'm going parachuting. I'm having fun. I'm telling you that now. I'm going to have fun. I don't really know. You know, I would have fun. I'm very adventurous. I'm very adventurous. So, you know, whatever end up happening, that's
fun-wise, that's legal-wise, and I'm going to do. There we go. He's going to do it the money, but he said he's going to rob a bunch of banks. And he was going to have a threesome at the top of the Empire State this building. That's what he's doing. Oh, my goodness, sir. What the hell? I don't know. But I got to figure out, you just ride out of me. But I guess you ride out of the base to get ready to die. Does it really matter? So, yeah. So, yeah, I've heard it all. I'm like, what? I mean, Yeah, I like that. To anything legal, see, we got to raise some of these other people like to come on this show. Oh, man. Hey, our final question.
Hello?
Yes. Oh, yeah. What my final question to you is, what's some of the stuff you got coming up that we need to be on the lookout for?
Well, there's going to be some more photo shoots that's going to be coming up. Hopefully I'll be able to, you know, start acting. And also, I'm over here writing a book. I'm in the midst of writing a book. So, I have a lot of stuff coming up. Writing a book. I'm trying to find somebody to help me get into singing. Acting. Modeling. You know, I have a lot of stuff coming up.
That's what's up, man. Again, you know, I'm very, 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 very grateful to work with you and continue working with you is a blessing. And hell, people know how I am. I mean, y'all know me. I keep it real as hell on this show, very raw, straight to the point. And y'all know, if I big a person up, I'm not just saying it because they on the show. When I say it, I really mean that ish. When I say stuff like this, and I want to tell you over and over again, and you'll get tired of it. I'm gonna keep telling you, but yeah, I'm very thankful for the work of you. You one of the greatest models I've worked with, because one. You actually handle up me. You're punctual and you're on top of your ish. You listen, and your energy is just dope. And then the last one is you have a good support system. So it feels like you know it's really when you got a great support system, you can push a person as far. You can push the person real far when they have that support system. So I'm very thankful. Like. You know, I talk to people. I've met people on Model Mayhem all the time that I talk to, and they don't really be about nothing. And I was, you know, you just came out of nowhere. So that was, you know, I'm very thankful for that. I don't think you ever know how much of a blessing you are.
I'm very happy to work with you as well. You know, you have really taught me a lot. And I'm very thankful to work with you. You really inspired me, especially with the different ideas that you came up with. And I mean, it was very fun. I'm very happy. I've learned a lot from you, and I I want to continue, and I will continue to work with you.
Most definitely. Hey, you, there's still more to come. It's stuff that, hell, I'm here, man. That's what I'm here to do, man. I'm here to have people taught me things. It, the best thing to do with the knowledge in order for it to make sense is to teach others. So that's what I'm here for.
Thank you so much.
So, oh, yeah, by the way, go ahead and let everybody know how they can follow you so they can keep up your work, too.
Follow me on Instagram if you want to see my modeling pictures on sweet_GA_peach706, and that's how you'll be able to reach me. Or my another Instagram name is Jazzy_armygirl. And my biggest way to find me is Facebook. So Jazz McCarter, here I am. You'll find me.
All right. Well, again, we're thankful for the happy on the show. Let's see, we got about 7 minutes left to go. And let you guys, give y'all some quick notes before you ready to close the show out. So we ain't gonna spend the whole 7 minutes. We pretty much gonna spend a few minutes and then get the hell out of here. One, y'all miss any parts of the show? Y'all miss any piece, any little piece of the interview we just did? Y'all can always listen back to it at blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ, CEDVY, letter J. Or you can type in Dust Spot Radio Network or in iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, any of those major platforms. Look for the show and look for the episode that says Model Jazzy, a.k.a. Sweet G.A. Go to that and you'll be able to listen to the show as an entirety. And yeah, man, shoot, make sure and listen to it and listen to it again. So that's one. I know every Saturday you can find me at DRW Empire. I'll be there shooting. Making people's club pictures not look weak as hell. Come check me out. And then this weekend, I'll release a new issue of Human Cameras Magazine, the August issue. That's so, again, this is the final issue before the fifth anniversary, which that's the September issue. And y'all stay tuned for that because we got a special person that's in there. I think I might know the person. Well, at least you know them now. So check it out. A lot of great moves coming up. And again, everybody, thank you so much for listening to today's show. And we look forward to seeing you on every Monday and Wednesday right here. You're sort of live. You miss us. I will check us back out. Again, Jazzy, thank you for coming to the show, man.
You're welcome anytime.
Y'all know how we end every show, man. Remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, there's a J. Oh, there's a U. There is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life That Does Live before Sunny J. And I can't do a Wednesday hump day at the Dust Show without giving y'all the public service announcement. And that's if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, we are out, y'all.
Peace.